Boy, oh boy, oh boy, Artie.
Each jukebox play and disc you buy cast the vote we seek. Now listen to the choice you've made. The top song in Windsland this week. Before 10 o'clock, that was Topsy Part 2, Courtesy Cole the Drummer Man, and the top tune in Windsland.
Today,
but Chevy Joe, you're in the know, and the price so low.
Oh,
girls, it's just $2.99 to $4.99 for Debbie Styles you're so right to be wearing. You'll love National's new fiddle shank moccasins with Italian silhouette and horseshoe heels.
popular hush puppies with pancake heels, and new streamlined chukka boots at only $3.99. And, of course, everyone wants National Campus Hops. Puppies in genuine white nubbock, black suede and colors, blazoned with your own school letters and colors. Remember,
Mark, Debbie, Joe, you're in the know, and the price so low.
Oh,
when the man says variable cloudiness today, some periods of sunshine, but also a chance of brief showers here and there, especially in northern sections. Temperatures rising to the 50s, it's 47, and windy right now, northwest winds at 18 miles an hour. 3 minutes before 10 at the Polka Dot Luncheonette near the new Robert Hall Showroom at 8th Avenue and 40th Street.
Here's a flake of fun, off to brighten up your day. For fun and perfect baking that makes the flake away. Make a perfect pie, craft it really hit the spot. It's a good system because of that forecast.
Now here's a chuckle to brighten your day. The hold-up man had just commanded, stick him up or else. Or else what? Said the intended victim. Don't confuse me, responded the thug. This is my first job. And just so you don't get confused about pie crust mix, remember, Flaco pie crust mix is the one that gives you crust as light, tender, and flaky as the best homemade. Because Flaco uses just the right amount of special shortening and balanced blends of finest ingredients to ensure can't-fail crust every time. For fun and flavor, get Flaco pie crust mix.
A Flaco pie will soon become the best for crust.
Up to music with the Smith Day and Irv, suggesting you stick around for more good music where this came from, the 1010 spot on your dial, and listen to Lacey, Jack Lacey, coming your way with the good things, music for all you good, good listeners, and any of you bad ones who want to tag along. And join us tomorrow somewhere along the way between 6 and 10 a.m., won't you? And wake up to music with a Smith named Irv.
Keep your radio on. Let's have a big party. W-I-N-R. We can sing and have fun. Do wonderful music. W-I-N-R. Dial 1010. Winds, New York.
This is Winds, the station you can hear both on AC and DC. New York.
Now hear this. Now hear this. From the Winds News Center. This news is happening now. Item.
Stockholm. Soviet author Boris Pasternak is reliably reported to have rejected the Nobel Prize for Literature under strong pressure from the Kremlin. News anytime, when it happens. Next complete newscast at 10:25.
I know what you're thinking. You're saying, all right, now I know what he's going to do. He's going to come on. He's going to say, good morning, this is Jack Lacey. Then he's going to tell us he'll be here till noon. And then he's going to say he's going to play records. And he'll say, oh, we'll play the hits and the new releases and the up-and-coming records and all the regular. This is what you're thinking, aren't you? I'm not going to say that at all. Not at all. I'm just going to say, here's Malcolm Dodds and Mrs. Real.
Mrs. Real, this is love. I got the feeling of happiness and the feeling of tenderness. This is real, this is love. I got the feeling of sweet romance. I keep a walking round in a trance. This is real, this is love. My heart keeps splitting and flopping with the very thought of you. And I keep hoping, hoping that you love me too. If I could only make you see the spin I'm in, maybe you would feel the same, and then your love I win. This is real, this is love. I got the feeling of happiness and the feeling of tenderness. This is real, this is love.
After 10 at Juliet's Buggy Service, around the corner from Robert Hall's new store at 8th Avenue and 40th Street. Well, I have a few suggestions I'd like to pass along to you ladies who are looking for taste treats. Ways in which you can use the wonderful Prince meat sauce. Now, you have never tasted a meat sauce like this one, because the Prince people give their meat sauce the real honest-to-goodness Italian flavor. You just smother that sensational Prince meat sauce over your macaroni or spaghetti or rice, and oh, I tell you, lady, you have a real treat that has to be tried to be believed. Now, they use tender, delicious meat that they put together in a tangy, scintillating sauce that is out of this world. You try it on some of your favorite dishes, and you'll get a lot of compliments from your family. Now, Prince's meat sauce is a cinch to prepare. All you have to do is open the jar and heat it and eat it. Now, let me tell you the secret behind Prince's meat sauce. It is the Prince skill and know-how in giving the true, old-fashioned Italian preparation, using only the finest quality, imported ingredients, and the natural seasonings that go with them. And Prince gives you genuine flavor. There are no artificial substitutes or preservatives used, and the Prince people put their meat sauce up in glass jars. Not only can you see what you're getting, and you like what you see, but glass preserves food better than any other medium, and they know that by doing that, you will not lose any of this marvelous flavor in the process. So, put it on your shopping list. Prince meat sauce. Serve some to your family tonight, and look for the other fine Prince products at your favorite food store. You'll like them all. Right now, the Teddy Bears with the number 5 record in Winsland. To know him is to love him.
Oh,
8 minutes after 10 at the American Deli Tanning Corporation of 4th Avenue, and the wind's temperature is 47 degrees.
It looks like and cooks like the hard-sized bread. Tastes like it too, just try it on bread. Flavor gem batter in Blue Bonnet makes everything better with Blue Bonnet on it.
Isn't it amazing that with the many different brands displayed in food stores, shoppers always choose Blue Bonnet above all other margarines? Why? Well, Blue Bonnet margarine looks like, cooks like, and tastes like the high-priced bread. Because Blue Bonnet has flavor gems just like the high-priced bread. And they give Blue Bonnet that true natural taste. But many other popular margarines, even costlier margarines, have no flavor gems. Now, you test Blue Bonnet against your present brand and prove Blue Bonnet's flavor gem secret to yourself. You see, Blue Bonnet is made by the new exclusive flavor gem process. Next time, be wise. Buy Blue Bonnet margarine, because Blue Bonnet looks like, cooks like, and tastes like the high-priced bread. Now, here's a new cha-cha for you, a remake of one of Ralph Martary's earlier hits, Pretend Cha-Cha Style. Minutes after 10 at the SOS Cinema Supply Company.
Hello, I'm Andre Baruch. The program is Inquisition. Tonight we go after two stories, one cheese, one blueberry. We'll learn why Milady's cheese blintzes are called the most delicious, mouth-watering blintzes ever made.
This used to be my life. Then my team and I...
And find out why they're so smooth, light, and creamy. We'll probe the Milady people for the secret recipe of these magnificent cheese creations. Then, we'll ask Oscar, the head chef, about his Milady blueberry blintzes and why he uses only those succulent, plump, ripe blueberries that taste so great with ice cream. And we'll go into the story of that marvelous Milady crust, that paper-thin, flaky, melt-in-your-mouth crust that covers all Milady's blintzes. We'll also ask Oscar about the news article which said, and I quote, Milady's blintzes are so tempting that you can serve them as an appetizer, main dish, or dessert. These stories in just 60 seconds. But first, a message from our sponsor.
Milady's apple blintzes are available at all Gristiti Brothers stores. I guess that makes me the sponsor. Now here is a message from the Everly Brothers to tell you all about their problems. Minutes after 10 at the United States Bleacher Corporation.
A disease germ detected story.
Calling car 82. Dangerous disease germ. Slippery Sam Staphylococcus is hiding out in this rust. Go get him.
Billions of us.
Great awakening. In the history of mankind, there have been those few moments that can truly be called great awakening. January 7th, 1812, Malcolm Crudge has a great awakening.
Wake up, you lazy bum, and get a job.
November 1st, 1918, Sidney Spurvenflen has a great awakening.
Okay, you dog faces, everybody up. Didn't you hear that bugle?
Today it's time for your great awakening.
Wake up to new next. Thanks, a little birdie. Doo, doo, doodly doo. A little ditty. Stop with. Fill up your heart and make it flow.
This is Mrs. Smith Boy Irving. And whether you're waking up to go to a job or look for one, your moment of great awakening can be a lot more pleasant in this modern old world of ours if you just set your radio alarm to 10:10 and wake up to music. And me, a Smith named Irv, every weekday morning on Wind.
Each morning, wake up to music. That's the way to make a gray sky bluer than blue. And if your voice ain't for crooning, tune in your little radio.
Can I get a word in here? My name is Lacey, Jack Lacey. And I'd like you to hear a few bars of my all-time favorite tune.
For a good stocky show, we can tell you where to go. You can dial your radio to the Jack Lacey Show.
So listen to Lacey.
Naturally, it's my favorite. It's my theme. Now, I don't know this for a fact, you understand, but I have been told that there are some people who would like to hear my entire program. Well, this is all to the good. You can listen to Lacey weekdays from 10 a.m. to noon and from 3 to 7 p.m. and on Saturdays from noon to 3. Now, I'll turn you back to another great disc jockey whose program is now in progress.
What's his name?
The Fabric of Americana. A family picnic on a sunny afternoon. And
Burns, be lost.
A couple parked on Lover's Lane. And
Burns, be lost.
Yes, at all these typical occasions, Stan V. Burns belongs. Because the wind noon to three disc jockey is as much a part of life as the hot dog or the installment plan. Tune to 1010 every Monday through Friday at noon because
Burns belongs.
The preceding announcement was presented by the American Institute for the Consumption of Burns.
Stan V. Burns, that is.
Stan Z. Burns, moving along, universe, with all the big music in Winsland and the number 40 hit this week, Pat Boone sings.
Sherry, Sherry, the tale. Sherry, listen again.
Bulletin, 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 bulletin,
bulletin. This is Lou Fisher in the Winds News Center. Exactly 1 hour ago, we brought to our WINS microphones Mrs. Pearl Sacco, the mother of Sharon Price, one of two missing teenagers from Mineola, Long Island. Sharon Price and Beverly Indents had been missing since 7 o'clock last night when they had gone out to indulge in their favorite sport, bowling. These two girls had been the object of a widespread alarm put out by the Nassau County Police. They are girls who have never been in trouble of any kind, and there was a great deal of concern for their safety. Just 1 hour after Mrs. Sacco made her appeal over the WINS facilities, we are happy to report that results have been obtained and that the girls are now back in their homes. Once again, we talk to Mrs. Pearl Sacco. Are you there, Mrs. Sacco?
Yes, I am.
And you have some good news, do you not?
Yes, I have. Well, all I could say is I thank Wynn so very, very much for allowing me to broadcast it, to make a plea for my children, for my child and my child's friend to come back safe.
Well,
I don't know how to thank you people.
Well, it isn't necessary to thank us, Mrs. Sacco. We're delighted to be of service to you in a thing like this, and we're even happier that this thing has turned out so well for you so quickly.
Let's get over to the Winds News Center right now. Here's Stan the Spinner, Tom O'Brien reporting.
Thank you, Stan Burns. And this is Tom O'Brien in the Winds News Center. More on that crash from Brunswick, Maryland. On the other end of our radio Winds beeper phone, we have one of the eyewitnesses to that tragedy, Mr. Bertram Meskel at Porter Rock, Maryland. Mr. Meskel, could you tell our radio Winds audience exactly what happened as you saw it from the ground?
I had just come out of the Porter Rock school from Bodie, and I was standing in the yard there talking to a couple of gentlemen, and we heard the terrible crash. We looked in a northward direction from Point of Rock, and way up in the sky, there was a big pile of real black smoke. And directly under the smoke, the airliner was coming, called the Maryland State Police and notified them that a crash had occurred. And then I went to the scene.